I'm not positive why they let us back in the building after yesterday.
They really shouldn't.
I was supposing that my key card would not work.
Tap
it to me before.
Oh, right. I've been there.
Listen, after yesterday, it's all uphill from here.
It was, yeah.
Right? This is going to be a great show. As long as you only compare it to yesterday.
I hope you didn't miss all the chaos yesterday, because, like, almost the building burned down.
I mean, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. We gave away $1,400 just for the hell of it, just out of the blue
because
to someone.
I made an accident, yeah. So that happened.
And I was going to stab Stu, but he was running off to an Eagle show last night. And
yeah, it was a little crazy.
Yeah. So it was good.
We're going to try it again, though, today.
Yeah.
Why not? We feel like we can probably pull today off.
They let us in. We'll try again.
Have a great story from Florida to tell you about.
What? Florida?
Hard to imagine.
Yeah.
I have a great story about dumpster divers. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
You did?
Yeah,
Okay. Because we're going to talk about it this hour.
Yeah.
You dumpster dove.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Clean dumpsters, mostly.
Sure, of course. But, only the clean ones. Don't be ridiculous. Halloween costumes?
Oh, man, I'm working on mine for
this
year.
There are so many parties happening this weekend and next, that you got to have some.
Do you have your Halloween costume planned?
I have already gone to a party and already have picked one out.
Nice.
Yes.
Is it the same little tutu you usually wear?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. It's a ghost costume. It's just a sheet.
Oh, like nice. Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Way out of a...
and you stuck your foot in your mouth. I did that, and it was embarrassing, and I want to hear your stories to make me feel better. Plus, they're going to allow us to try the high-low game again.
Yeah, we're going to really try and do it properly for once. That'll be nice.
As far as we understand, the KLOS high-low game is at $1,500.
Yes, exactly.
So if you guess it right, you will get $1,500.
That's right. And just for being caller 13, you do get to go see the Chili Peppers next century when they show up.
Oh, that would be next summer, which is closer than you'd like to admit.
Feels like next century.
And we will let you call and pick a number. The last number that was picked was 74, and that was too low.
Too low. Okay.
We believe all that information is correct. We're going to give it another try. And that's coming
up. We don't really play this game at all here.
It's coming up this hour on 95.5.
Not officially sanctioned at all.
KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This story comes out of Florida. What a surprise. A man was convicted of assault. So he was on his way to court.
Okay.
With the best friend who he assaulted.
He was going with him?
Yes.
All right, I kicked your ass. So let's go to court about it.
They were friends.
I'll give you a drive there.
Yeah.
I'll give you a ride.
So they're walking up to the courthouse and they get in another fight.
God, these two, man.
And the guy that was on his way into court for a hearing on his last assault case grabbed one of the letters that were on the courthouse.
Okay. Like,
grabbed the G off of the courthouse and started hitting him with it again.
So he vandalized the courthouse.
Yes.
Where they're going in.
Yes.
And he beat his friend
and
with
he beat his friend.
Quote
again, with the letter that was on the outside of the courthouse.
I'm going to have to stamp an approval on this.
So, if you were the judge, you would say, hey,
oh, yeah, I'd be like,
two negatives make a positive.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, hold on, let me readjust my robe here. Yes, I think you're good to go. You gentlemen, go ahead.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's unbelievable.
That's like you are in trouble for flipping off a judge, and then you go see another judge about it after you spend some time in prison, and you flip him off.
And you assault him. Yes. You curse him out.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable that he was on his way in for assault.
I love that it was a G. I thought it was like a letter just pulled off a building and start. I was beaten with a G.
It was the letter of the law, some people would say.
Stop it!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our KLOS high-low game continues. This time we're going to give you tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I'm going to play Stones here in just a second, but you're going to win yourself, if you're caller 13, tickets to see. I'm at the same place, SoFi.
Not right now.
Nope. A little later.
We'll tell you when to call.
Yeah.
The headline is, I went dumpster diving at my local Whole Foods and found $1,000 worth of fresh baked goods and produce.
Whoa. Yeah, you know, I mean, that happens, man.
Are you, Mr. Slug Dog, a dumpster diver?
I used to, behind video stores, there's one in particular that I actually worked at, and there would be, I didn't get any food out of them. But,
oh, yeah, because you have standards.
Yeah, I do, exactly. But there was some weird, interesting stuff
back there.
And I bet
all of your dumpsters were spotless.
Nope, definitely not.
What did you get?
I can't really remember offhand. Movie posters that throw out and standees. I had a giant Hellraiser standee thrown out. Yeah, which is actually worth some money. You know, almost like crazy. But I mean, I didn't sell it.
Never got any food?
No, I
don't lie.
Gonna draw a line there.
Don't lie.
I mean, I would if I had to, especially with this story.
Yes.
Yeah.
A self-proclaimed dumpster diver has shown off her massive food haul. She goes by the name of Dumpster Diver Freegan on TikTok.
Okay.
And she basically goes through these places and finds what kind of food they're throwing away.
You know, donuts is where you should go because they throw their donuts away.
I know. It's not that I've been there, but I know. So she went to her local Whole Foods and she went through it and listened to her report on what she found.
So I decided to go check it out. And this is everything that I found in one night at one location. There are nearly 100 loaves or packages of bread here, and this is just part one. We also found cases of olive oil, brand new baby food, toilet paper, and so much more.
I mean, clearly, this is just an invite to head to the local store and go in through the back, you know.
What I love about her is she is a person who is obsessed with the fact that these stores throw out perfectly good food.
Right.
And there are hungry people in our society.
Right. There's a lot of them that will set up and make sure that they go to, loaves and fishes, for example, in Glendale.
Which I've been to.
Which
I've spent a lot of hours at that place.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. But, yes.
Right. But this is her point. So listen to how she wraps it up.
And the worst part is none of this stuff was expired. Everything that I found was at least 2 days before its best by date and could have easily been donated, frozen, or given to people who needed it. Fortunately, we were able to donate over 90% of what we found to our local food bank, but honestly, this is not okay.
I feel like every single store
can do this and set it up. Yeah.
They have rules, they have to throw stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I like the fact that she's like, well, there's still a couple days here and I could take it to a homeless shelter and feed people with this food.
Yeah. No, it's a good idea.
I love that somebody doesn't just go, hey, wow, the homeless population is having a hard time and other people are having a hard time eating.
Right.
I'm going to do something about
exactly. it. Right, exactly. Yes.
And she went to a bunch of different stores and found a bunch of different food that was very easily donatable. Yeah. I don't know exactly how to make that happen.
Right. But we're putting it out there that would be a good thing to see happen because, it's a terrible waste and it goes on with fast food a lot as well.
It goes on everywhere.
Yeah.
You know. So we just need a force of people to stand behind every store that exists.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's 8
as soon as they
PM
bring it out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll take that.
Just take it right to a food bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seems like that would be pretty cool. So good on you, dumpster diving freegan.
Yay!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's take this slowly.
Okay. And first of all, tell everybody what you just asked the boss a few minutes ago, how to do this contest, what we do.
What?
Because I think it was a good question, a legit question.
I said, are we supposed to give away the answer?
To the high low between 0 and 95. Which I think that's a fair question.
Which I did yesterday.
Well, it was never addressed. I don't remember an official email saying.
Of course it was addressed.
Whatever you do.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Don't.
I was an idiot, and I said the answer yesterday.
Whatever, man.
So we're going to take this slowly to make sure we get it right. Otherwise, the game's going to be taken away from us. It's a KLOS high-low game.
Right.
It's a number between 0 and 95.
Right.
If you guess it correctly, you will win $1,500.
Woo!
The last guess.
Here we go. This is the dangerous part.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Was 74.
That looks right. That checks out over here.
And was too low.
Too low. Too low. Okay.
So
all right.
Take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You automatically get Red Hot Chili Peppers when they play SoFi Stadium Sunday, July 31st with Beck. You get those tickets.
If you're caller 13.
Automatically.
Yep.
And then you get to take a guess and try and win the $1,500.
Nice. So do it. Woo. I think we got it.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. That is our KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
Michael.
Michael, you're caller 13.
If we don't get through.
Well done. You got through.
Oh, man. So that's awesome.
You automatically win tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at SoFi Stadium Sunday, July 31st with Beck. And you get a chance to play the KLOS high-low game for $1,500. The number is between 0 and 95. The last guess was 74, and it was too low.
So what would you like to guess? Yeah, throw your number into the hat.
I'm going to throw 93.
93. Let me throw that into the KLOS hopper.
I'm too high. Into the sky.
Like a 3-hour little bed that's put together.
93 is too high.
Yeah. I don't know why he was singing so happily at you, but sorry, man.
Thank you for the guess, though, and you also get the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Love you guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is Halloween time. That means everybody has Halloween parties.
Woo! You know, my very first party in my life was a Halloween party.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was in first grade.
What?
And I decided I wanted to have a party at my house. So I invited all my friends in class to come and never bothered telling my parents. So I was sitting there waiting
What?
Yeah, I just like...
You invited them to your house?
Threw my own invitation, handed out to the kids.
Didn't mention it to dad and mom.
Nah, you know, I figured when they started showing up, they'd figure it out. I guess. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I was in first grade. So of course nobody showed up. But all their parents started calling my parents going, my kid's really upset. There's supposed to be a party at your house tonight?
And your parents were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So then it was like 2 or 3 weeks till Halloween, so they made this massive Halloween party at my house for the kids. Yeah,
your
like
parents.
3 weeks later, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, did some crazy stuff, man.
That's pretty cool.
Really decked out.
Body shots, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of Jello shots too for the first graders. Yeah. So Halloween, I've always loved Halloween.
Do you love going to Halloween parties now?
Only because our friends' kids are, you know, kind of into it still at this point. I probably wouldn't care quite so much.
I like going with people my own age, but.
Yeah.
So late 80s.
But, right.
I don't enjoy the dressing up if it's uncomfortable.
Sure.
Because when you put on a Halloween costume, it's great and you look great and you look in the mirror and you go, yes.
Right.
And then 20 minutes later, you're I'm need
sweating.
To get out of this. Yeah. I can't stand this.
Probably the best one I ever had was just a giant banana because it was just a and it was like fabric. So it would just breathe through. And
that's pretty strong.
Yeah, it was really. And it looked so perfectly ridiculous that everybody loved it. So,
and
it
you didn't have to explain anything about
exactly.
it.
A banana. Yeah.
I need comfort.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I have to have comfort.
I agree, 100%.
So I went to a Halloween party recently and went as Ted Lasso.
Wait a minute, where'd you get all the positive attitude from?
I didn't have that.
You don't have that.
No, don't be ridiculous. The alcohol.
All the great.
It was a drinking party.
Oh, nice.
So you just need like a visor.
Sure, yep.
Which I look great in.
Mm-hmm.
And a scarf.
Yep.
And then a mustache drawn on. That's
and an
whole
accent.
Thing.
You got to have yourself a
nope,
little accent.
Didn't do any of that.
You didn't do that?
None of it.
How many people knew who you were?
Most.
Yeah. That's a great show.
Yes.
No wonder why.
It's a great show.
They probably automatically liked you a little more than they did before because everybody likes Ted, kind of.
I don't know if I can judge that.
I mean, was the usual level of hatred in the room or was it?
I think it was a little less.
Ah, well, there you go.
It was a few newer people that hadn't learned that they need to hate me yet. They will, but they haven't learned that yet. I was looking on CNN, and apparently there is, they do a search for Halloween costumes, mm-hmm. and which costumes are searched for the most.
Oh, okay.
This year,
interesting.
This year, the number one mm-hmm. costume that has been searched for is Squid Game.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Which is a little shocking in that it only came out in September.
Yeah, well, you got to be on that cutting edge.
Came out last month.
Yeah, so where are they going? Is the doll thing that's shooting everybody?
No, most of them are going, I think most of them are looking for the costume for the people that run the game. If you haven't seen it, it's like a game show out of Korea, but it's people who are desperate for money because there's no way they could pay off their debts and they're going to be killed by debtors or, you know,
yeah, they're playing
gangsters or whatever.
Literally child's games. It should be easy.
They play children's game. The first one is Red Light, Green Light, which you played as a kid.
Sure.
And if you're still moving when it gets to red light, they shoot you with a bullet through the head. I mean, it's really graphic and crazy.
That's exactly what you expect out of 2021.
Yes, but it's been the biggest thing on Netflix.
Wow, that's amazing. And now it's the most searched after.
Their biggest launch ever was this one with 111 million people. Yes, and now Squid Game TV character costumes are the number one search.
Yeah, wow. Huh. Was that what, but that's probably not comfortable enough for you.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
Must not be ridiculous.
You like to frighten people, though. That could be frightening.
That accounts for nearly one-third of the top 11 most popular costume searches. I'm not sure why they went top 11, because it seems like 10's a normal thing.
No, man. You got to go for 11, man.
Following Squid Game, and then we're going to take your calls on good Halloween costumes. Great costumes, but also I'm looking for comfort. So it has to be sort of like you put effort into it.
Right.
But you really didn't.
Yeah. I know. I can't get away with it.
That's my perfect Halloween costume.
We have to have pretty creative costumes to go to this party. Our friends are very like, oh, come on. Because I used to just wear some. I think I said one time I just had a thing that said costume
on
my shirt.
That's so lame.
I was like, who cares?
So lame. And I've done that probably 5 years. A shirt that says costume.
Right.
This is my costume.
Yes.
So lame.
Yeah.
All right. So this year it's Squid Game, followed by Catwoman, Harley Quinn, Joker, and Spider-Man.
Wow, boy, oh boy.
So that makes sense, I guess, for the top five.
Yeah.
Most of those aren't necessarily going for comfort.
No,
Catwoman,
I wouldn't think so.
Catwoman, for example.
You would make a stunning Catwoman.
I really would look good in a Catwoman outfit.
Again.
That's true.
Yes.
Again. But then the rest of the top 10 were characters like Pennywise.
Oh, okay. Sure.
From It, Harry Potter, Wonder Woman.
Harry Potter. Yeah.
All of those. So, but what we're looking for is the best Halloween costume for this year.
Yeah, yeah. Something really topical. I mean, that is perfect that Squid Games is at the top.
Because it's so white hot right now.
Yeah, exactly. Generally, that's what you're always looking for.
Right.
Is whatever is very of the moment.
So what are your thoughts on Halloween costumes? Because you're going to have to go to a party either this weekend or next.
Yep.
And you're going to have to dress up?
Yep.
And what's it going to be?
Yep.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about the fact that Squid Game was the number one searched costume for Halloween.
That's very cool.
Followed by, let's see, Harry Potter, Wonder Woman, Pennywise, Harley Quinn, the Joker, Catwoman.
Let me ask you a question. Are you still as on board with Squid Game as you were right out the gate?
Yes.
Oh, nice. How far into it now?
Yeah, I think I've only seen four of, I think there's eight.
Yeah.
I'm not positive.
Cool.
But yeah, it's
right
a good
on.
Show.
Well, good.
So
nice.
We're asking, of course, you're probably going to have to go to a Halloween party.
Yes,
either this weekend or next.
Right.
And if you do, you're probably going to need a costume. So we're looking for suggestions. You have one?
Yes. Hey, I got a Halloween costume for you.
Yes, please. What are you going to do?
Okay, I'm going to dress up as a bag of trail mix. Want to see my nuts?
Look more like raisins to me, sir.
I don't hate it. I do not hate it.
I don't like raisins, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I got the perfect costume.
Yes.
The Predator.
And then you just don't show up?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I thought that's what you were talking about because it's invisible.
You guys got me good. Forget it. I love you guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Didn't mean to ruin it. Sorry. KLOS, hello.
Hello. I don't have one for this year, but I had a full beard and I shaved it off and went to the bag lady at my sister's Halloween party and she didn't even recognize me.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
That's pretty sweet.
That is awesome. My sister went as me one year and everybody immediately knew who it was.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're your brother.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
She asked my friend who I was. She didn't even know who I was.
Oh, my God. That's awesome,
dude.
That's
pretty great.
Well done. Well played. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, your Halloween costume idea.
My idea, I'm going to old school. I'm going to go with Willy Wonka.
When they come to you and they ask for candy, you go, you lose. You have nothing.
I said good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. 818-955-KLOS. What are you going as? It's Halloween. For Halloween.
Huh?
Huh?
Ooh. You're probably going to go to a Halloween party this weekend or next, so you might need a costume. So we're coming up with Halloween costume ideas. You have one?
So you take a potato, tie a string around it, hang that potato by your neck so it's hanging down by your junk, and you're a dictator.
I don't hate it.
Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, your Halloween costume idea.
I was thinking it would be fun to be a mime. You're part of the party, but you don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to.
Interesting.
Hey, I kind of like that.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like it.
I'll come hang out with you and you'll be really annoyed.
Hello. KLOS it is.
Hello.
KLOS,
hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Somebody
here. Yeah.
Hi.
Time.
What's up?
Hey, you guys doing?
Fair to Midland.
Good, thank you. Halloween costumes?
Oh, yeah. I'm going as a dumpster diver.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
You know how much money I've gotten out of the dumpsters?
Really? Like, what's the best couple of things you've ever found?
The best thing I ever found was one time they were cleaning out a house, and I was going through the dumpster, and I found the lady's jewelry.
Wow.
No kidding.
Wow.
Almost $4,040-something
wow.
worth of jewelry.
Nice. So, yeah, you know.
The best thing I collect, though, I go to a certain area, and I collect the stuff for the women's shelter. One lady's shelter I go to is they have children, and I take the children's clothes to, and they're all new because of the area I go to, or clean. They're not dirty.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, well done you, man.
That's
yeah.
really great.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, just telling you guys about my Halloween costume.
Yes, please.
A friend of mine are dressing up as Raul Duke and Dr. Gonzo from Fear and Loathing.
Oh, no kidding. That's awesome.
I love that. That's yeah. pretty cool.
I love that.
Right on, man.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Travis. I look like Jack Sparrow, a fat Jack Sparrow. I got a long beard, a thick ponytail in it, and a bead and everything. So, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
I love that.
So you already look like him. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you got to kind of work yeah, with yeah. your strengths, like
sure.
where you're at. And that's,
sure.
that's a great idea,
that's
man.
Why I go as a ghost. Because I'm very, very honky-ish.
Thanks for calling, Matt.
They really listen to you.
I know, they obey.
That's crazy.
Weird.
95.5 KLOS.
We have tickets to them. I just remembered. For
yes.
our little high-low game, we're going to play sometime between 5 and 6. Chance to see Chili Peppers if you're caller 13.
Or between 4 and 5, either way.
Whatever, well, 9 and 10.
Six, it is 5 and 6.
I don't know. I was, whatever.
Listen.
Here we go.
Nope, not here we go.
All right, let's get back to the Halloween costume.
We are talking about you're probably going to have to go to a Halloween party in the next week or two, and you would like to go as what? What's your idea?
Hi, it's Lisa. I'm so happy for you guys been around for my calls no more. I changed my phone number because of the devil that was trying to marry me took out my shit.
All right, that's a great update. All right, so what are you going for as Halloween?
I'm going to be Prince.
Oh!
F***ing A.
Prince
I'm
is strong.
I'm 49 years old. I'm flat as f***ing shit. And I got some purple pants and some big old freaking boots.
So you're going as drunk Prince.
All my stuff I have. I'm going to be beautiful.
So please tell me you're going to be playing music somehow. You're going to be playing some Prince songs off of your body.
Yeah, let's go crazy.
Let's hear some Purple
Rain.
Sing it.
Sing it.
Little Red Corvette.
That's good enough.
You win. Yay.
I'm so excited.
Well
Dude,
done, you.
I don't give a shit about your costume.
Okay.
I mean, your contest.
Right.
I just want to talk to you guys.
Oh, you did. And thank you. We love you to be here.
Mission accomplished. You're very nice. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We don't have much time for this, but we did find, Sluggo found a map of the strangest named cities in each state.
I love this list. It's bizarre.
Because some of these, it's hard to imagine people got together and voted on a name and ended up with this one.
I always liked the one in Arizona that was called Nowhere, Arizona. I remember you said
yes, that's a good one.
They had a bumper sticker that said, where the hell is Nowhere, Arizona?
The one on this map says Catfish Paradise.
Catfish Paradise.
In Arizona. By the way, any city that's named Paradise is normally not Paradise.
It's the exact opposite.
Rule.
I think we should try and get syndicated in Massachusetts in Satan's Kingdom. It's a town called Satan's Kingdom,
there
Massachusetts.
Is?
Apparently so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Boring Oregon is
a
good one.
Maine, there's Bald Head.
Big Bottom is Washington State.
Somewhere on the east. I can't tell exactly where this is. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a long time since school.
Since you've seen the map?
Yeah, but there's one town called Mosquitoville.
Oh, I like it. There's Ding Dong, Texas.
I believe this is north.
That's where Ted Cruz lives.
Pretty much. North Carolina. Fries, as in French fries.
Hmm.
I would totally go there.
Pie Town in New Mexico.
South Carolina has Why Not? It's just called Why Not.
He just couldn't come up with one?
No, they're just like, screw it. Why not?
Colorado is Parachute. Oklahoma is Chugwater.
Nice. One in New York called Foul Rift.
I think it's Montana. I don't know what state this is. Big Sag.
I think this is Indiana, Dull. And then right next door is Booger Hole.
Booger
really?
Hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What state's that?
I'm not sure. What does that look like to you? I can't tell.
The
one with Booger Hole.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a long time since I studied U.S. math. Little Canada is, I believe, Minnesota.
And what is this? Is that, where's that one? Where Pig is. There's a town called Pig.
It looks like perhaps, I don't know. Honestly, when we started talking about this, we both realized how little we know
of the states.
Like,
anymore.
If you were to give us the United States and draw in every state, but make us guess what it was, I think we'd get like 50%.
Yeah, at best.
50%, maybe.
All right, in Florida, I see Spuds. There's a scratch ankle, and there's a town called Santa Claus, which is nowhere near Alaska, which is where you'd expect to find it.
No, that is odd. Free soil, though, is in Michigan. So.
Oh, that's nice. Let's go get some free soil.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're going to try and do the KLOS high-low game right today. That's our goal, is to do it correctly.
I'm fairly sober today, so we have a better chance than usual.
Up to $1,600.
That's right.
And the number is between 0 and 95.
That's right.
And the last number picked was 93, and that was too high.
Too high, that's correct.
So you call it 818-955-KLOS. By being caller 13, you automatically win the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets
right.
from SoFi.
Yep, July 31st, and the tickets are on sale right now via Ticketmaster.
And you get to guess a number between 0 and 95. And again, the last guess was 93, and that was too high. So call now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
And a nice cheese.
It is the high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
It's Johnny. Am I caller 13?
Yes, you are.
Yes! Let's go! Thank you.
Did you say your name is Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, you're for sure going to see the Chili Peppers next July at SoFi Stadium.
Sweet!
So far, so good?
Yeah, amazing. Are you kidding me?
And the KLOS high-low game is at $1,600 right now.
Ooh.
You have to pick a number between 0 and 95. The last number picked was 93, and it was too high.
So, what do you got in you?
I want to say 86.
86? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
86.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Too low.
No.
Too low.
Too low.
So we're kind of zeroing in on it, but who cares, man? You're going to the Chili Peppers. You won.
I'll take it. Thank you, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
I have a embarrassing story, and then we're going to open up the phone for your embarrassing stories.
Oh, swell.
You stuck your foot in your mouth.
Oh, neat. Oh, no.
I, as an adult, sit on the floor a lot. That's my deal.
Me
I don't
too.
Know why.
I just did that you today. Did yeah, I was over at a friend's house, and I'm not going to sit on a chair. I'd rather sit on the floor.
It really throws people off.
It does, doesn't
so,
it?
Yes, if people see an adult sitting on the floor, they go, oh, can I find you a chair? I'm like, no, I'm good.
No, I'm good. I like it down here.
I like it here.
Yeah. For one thing, I like the animals wandering up to me, but that doesn't even have anything to do with it.
All right, Dr. Doolittle.
I do a lot.
Take it easy.
So, free ride.
So I was working at a radio station in Phoenix, and I was sitting on the floor, mm-hmm. and I don't know what I was doing. I'm sure it was very important work.
Right.
And
of course it was.
Somebody came up next to me, and I didn't know who it was, but I saw crutches.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And being the smartass that I am, I said, hey, what's with the leg?
Okay.
You know, there's some...
Someone's on a crutch. Yeah,
because usually...
At a radio station.
You hurt yourself in an embarrassing way about mm-hmm. 50% of the time.
Yep,
so
yep,
that's
yep.
What I was, that's you were what digging I was counting for. On.
Yeah. Right.
So I said, hey, what's with the leg? And then nothing. No answer.
Okay.
So I got curious and I turned and looked and I saw that it was a girl and that she only had one leg.
Oh my God.
And I didn't know that. I did not see that. So I say, hey, what's with the leg? Thinking I'm being funny and starting a conversation.
I guess lesson learned here. And you were young back
then. I was young and dumb.
Make sure you take a complete look at the situation.
Yeah.
Before throwing out the comedy flames.
Before, yes, trying to make fun of, hey, what's with the leg? And then I saw it. I was like,
what did she say?
No. She started laughing because she could see the horror on my face was just like, I am the worst human being alive.
Oh, no.
And she's found it funny because she knew I didn't see.
Right.
Thank God she found it funny.
Right. And saw that you didn't see. Really understood right. the situation.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's rough.
So maybe you can't,
my friend.
Maybe you can't top that, but you stuck your foot in your mouth.
Oh, maybe.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. You stuck your foot in your mouth.
I
you
feel
were
a little
aware.
Ill after that.
Yeah,
honestly.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I was just.
Yeah, sure.
Because when I looked, you know how it takes you a while to go, oh, there's
process.
No leg there.
Yeah.
And then, oh, wait a minute.
And what I just said.
I don't know this person. Right. And also, I just said, hey, what's with the leg? It hits you in waves.
Oh,
it's like getting
man.
Hit with punches.
Yeah.
Five, six in a row. So you stuck your foot in your mouth. 818-955-KLOS. Beat that. We're talking about you accidentally putting your foot in your mouth, which happens, it seems, to all of us.
It definitely has.
Unfortunately, you have a story about that?
Hey, I got one. I got my foot in my mouth story.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so I was working at a gas station, and this lady comes in, and she was, you know, kind of heavy set, and I kind of thought she was pregnant. So I go, oh, wow.
Nope. No. No.
Did you know if you're a boy or a girl? And then she goes, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. And I was beside myself. Never have I asked that again. Never will I.
No, that's a lesson that you learn quickly.
Yeah, I know a radio DJ who shall go nameless who still does it, actually. Still is, like, famous for asking women, when's the baby due, trying to jump ahead and be, like, really clever. Yeah, I'll tell you off the air.
Wait, but they're not making fun of
him? No. Wow. No, yeah. Dude, well done in learning that. Thanks for calling, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello. Hi. You stuck your foot in your mouth?
I sure did. I told a lady, I saw her, she had some baby items in her hand, and she was up at the register, and I said, you're having a boy, right? Because my wife had two boys and a girl, and the way her stomach was, she was pointing straight out, and that's the boy.
Wow.
So she goes, she looked at me, and she's like, no, these are for my sister's baby. I'm not pregnant. She was just heavy set.
That's two in a row.
That's two in a row.
I was going to slide under the table.
Yes. I know the feeling.
Oh, my God, dude. Thank you for calling. Thank you. At least you had... No, never mind. I'm not gonna...
Listen, let's all learn from that one, shall we?
Yeah. All right, one more.
No more, hey, when's the baby due?
Yeah.
Just be safe.
Yeah.
Even if they're pregnant, don't ask.
Right. Even if you know they're pregnant. Just avoid it completely.
All right. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, sorry, man. I got the same story.
No, let's hear it.
Wow,
let's
really? Yeah, yours, yeah.
So, I used to work, years ago, I worked at the Velvet Turtle, and what was her name? I think, was pregnant, and I saw her walking down the street with a friend of hers, and I said, well, how far along are you? And she said, well, I'm about 7 months. And I looked at her friend and said, how far along are you? Oh. And she said, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, we are learning an important lesson here today.
Oof-ta. Dude, you can see me and ask when I'm due as well. So, you know.
Wow.
But maybe don't. All right. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You put your foot in your mouth. Tell us about it.
Swallow.
Son of a bitch.
Swallow.
Tell them what station it is.
Apparently, this is 95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All right.
What were you eating, anyway?
Snickers. Why do you care?
Well, yeah, that's a good question.
We have our KLOS high-low game coming up soon. Right now, we are talking about people...
Put it in your mouth. It's perfect.
Stuck their foot in their mouth. You have a story?
So, I told a kind of a weird joke to my boss. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about non-alcoholic beer. And I said, non-alcoholic beer is retarded because, you know, it's kind of like on your sister.
Wow. Hold on. Just let us process.
That's
a lot
to unpack right there.
And needless to say, he gave me this kind of like look and he walked away. And one of my coworkers said, his nephew has special needs.
Yeah, dude.
So maybe, yeah.
I felt like a real tool and I had to apologize. Needless to say, I don't use that word anymore.
No, right. People shouldn't. That's true.
Yeah. We all learn. Everybody.
Word, not great.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
It's a learning experience.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I had a t-shirt that said Mr. Zug's Sex Wax.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk into this business to pick up some avocados and the receptionist there that I knew was pregnant sees my t-shirt and says, what is that? And I said, you mean tell me you're 7 months pregnant and you don't know what sex wax is? And she says, well, David and I always just use KY jelly.
Wow.
I had to tell her.
No, you didn't. Zoom,
wait, you don't live by the ocean.
No, you didn't.
Mr. Sex wax is just surfboard wax.
Right.
Surfing excellence.
Sure. I love that. So it's really more she did.
She kind of put her foot in her, because she didn't know.
Yeah, she's the one that stuck the foot in her mouth.
Well, she's very graphic.
Opened it up for her.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, she did.
That's good.
Yeah,
well done.
I knew her husband, too, and he got a kick out of it.
I'm sure he did. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Ooh. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, we're still doing foot and mouth.
Yep, foot and mouth disease.
I worked for a grocery market, and there was a regular, really, really pretty lady, probably in her mid-30s. The only thing is she had two hooks for hands.
Yes.
So she, when she comes through my line, the one time she did, she's trying to swipe her card, and you don't have a lot of control when you're trying to swipe the card between a sprung-loaded hook. So it wouldn't go down the slide right, and so I didn't know I had to audit the way that I would normally say something.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, ma'am, do you need a hand?
Oh.
I mean, I got to be honest, that's pretty strong.
It just fell out, right? Just boom, there it is.
Oh, the blood left my face, and I just went cold. I didn't realize until it left my mouth.
Right.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
But that's the thing. You don't even. A lot. Yeah, exactly. Phrases can get you into a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, wow. Hello.
This is cringeworthy. Hi.
It is. Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
Hi.
Looking for your foot and mouth disease.
Yes, my kids used to play ice hockey, and one day I said, oh, it's so nice for you to spend time with your grandkids. And she turned around and said, he's my boy.
Oh, I love that so much.
The guy that called never had to see these people again. I saw this lady 9 months.
Oh, no. Man.
That's not ideal.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for calling. Yeah. Right, I'll take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
I used to work at Gladstone's for fish in Malibu.
Yep.
And there's always, we walked outside on the deck, and there's always seagulls and pigeons around, right?
Yeah, like crazy.
And so I walked up, like crazy. Yeah. They love the fried calamari and stuff, so they were always around. But anyway, so this seagull flew up to the railing at this table I had just approached, and I said, oh, hey, look, it's peg leg. And the guy said, what'd you say? Uh-oh. I said, hey, the bird, it has a peg leg. Look. And the guy says, oh, really? And he pulled out his artificial leg from underneath the table and sat it on top of
And it was it wooden? Tell me it was wooden.
It was wooden.
Oh, that's so great.
And he was so cool, though. So fun. But he was just messing with me. He said, I had to be, because I totally get it. But
well, you and Kevin should hook up because you got the same foot in the mouth disease.
I'm not sure that anyone could handle our
chaos that would unleash on the world.
Hey, tell me about your arm. What's missing? 95.5 KLOS.
That's a good song. I like that song. Oh, sorry. I just babbling about
that. That is a good song.
Yeah, it's a good selection.
I mean, I can not talk while you're doing that if you'd like.
Yes, you know, I really enjoy the Foo Fighters.
Yes. It is 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. It's time for What We Learned.
Yeah, what?
When you're on trial for assault and heading into the court to face the charges, maybe don't rip a letter off of the courthouse sign and hit someone with it. That seems like that's not advisable.
Gee.
The number one Halloween costume this year is one of the characters from Squid Game on Netflix, and I found out who Sluggo was going as this year.
Hello! KLOS it is!
No, I don't know, actually. And never, we found this out, this is important, never ask a woman if she's pregnant, ever.
Oh,
just
guys,
don't do it.
Guys.
No matter how sure you are she's not pregnant, do not reference that.
Don't.
Keep it to yourself.
Especially if you're a radio DJ who used to be on Carl Q a long time ago. Stop it.
And you're Swedish.
All right, well, I need to go pet the kitty. The wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, peace out.
Legend has it is on this day in rock in 1977 when Sting from the Police killed some time walking through Paris, watching the ladies of the night work their trade, and that was the inspiration for Roxanne. It was on this day in rock in 1979 when Bob Dylan made his one and only appearance on Saturday Night Live.